Welcome to this inspiring message brought to you by Kingsword Media Outreach, a part of Kingsword Ministries International. We hope this teaching inspires you and transforms you into all that God has destined you to be. Please stay tuned for more information about Kingsword Ministries International following this message. May God bless you as you listen.
That Christ wants us to be. We ask, Father, let this atmosphere that is already stirred and filled with your presence continue, and let us receive from you that our lives will never remain the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Please have your seat in God's presence. For the next few minutes that we have left, I'll just start off and I'll continue in the second service. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. It says, and God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. The mandate and instruction from God for us to have dominion, the mandate and instruction from God for us to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, it's not a small mandate. When God says be fruitful, and when he says multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion, he wasn't talking about small things. He was talking about influence. He was talking about a move orchestrated by his spirit. It was talking about a leading that comes from his presence. The blessing that God blessed them with was a blessing of influence, a blessing of multiplication. That when you multiply, let your multiplication have impact. When you're fruitful, let your fruitfulness have impact. When you fill the earth, when you subdue it, when you have dominion, let it have impact. But let that impact be traced to me. Let every where you go and every time you find expression, let people trace it back to me. Let them trace it back to me. Because the first thing he did was that he blessed them. So the blessing came from him. He initiated the process. It started from him. So everywhere you find yourself, and everywhere you're going to find yourself, in business, in governance, in politics, in entertainment, media, arts, whatever it is, you need to recognize that this thing started from the blessing that came upon me from God. And God blessed them. So the expression of the blessing is that they find, they have impact everywhere they go. The expression of the blessing is that they feel the impact everywhere they go. The expression of the blessing is that they are fruitful. It's that they multiply. So when we're asking that greatness should come out of you, we're not asking for something extraordinary. We're not asking for something that is outside of the normal. No, we're saying that the blessing that God has blessed you with, we're only asking that it comes out. And that blessing is a fruitful one. It's one that multiplies. It's one that multiplies. Why is it important for that to happen? Matthew chapter 27. Because God is counting on you and I to be in places and positions of power and authority so that we can represent Him. Not for our selfish reason, no. So that we can speak on His behalf. Matthew chapter 27. From verse 57. It says, when it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. We didn't hear about him. We had Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, Judas. But the Bible said this man was a disciple of Jesus, and he was a rich man. Some people thought that Jesus was broke doing ministry. He had this kind of person in his circle. And the Bible said he was a rich man. If the Bible says he was a rich man, you get why? It means that whenever Jesus wanted to have any project, he didn't lack anything because he had people in his circle. He had disciples. He said, okay, let's do this. And then they said, okay, fine. How much is it going to cost Jesus? Let's get it done. So he was a rich man. He was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. You don't go to Pilate and ask for the body of Jesus unless you are in the circle of Pilate. So though he was a disciple of Jesus, he was also in the circle of Pilate. He was in governance. He was in politics. He would sit and discuss with Pilate. You don't go to Pilate and say, can I have the body of Jesus? Say, who are you? I am John that sit beside Jesus. No. You have to be someone influential in that circle, in that network, to ask for the body of Jesus. He said, and Pilate ordered it to be given to him. That's power. That's authority. That's a child of God in the palace. A voice of God dining with kings and queens. So it was necessary that Jesus had somebody in his circle in the palace. If that had not happened, the disciples would have been praying and fasting to get the body of Jesus. There are certain things praying and fasting will not do. God just wants you to be in the palace. You don't have to pray for it. Imagine, okay, they tell you now that I'm the consular general of U.S. embassy. And Pastor Tayo now comes, say she wants to get visa to U.S. Is she going to pray one day? No, come on. Even when she's praying, I say, will you stop that? It has been answered since. The answer is that I am there. So the answer to a prayer that people are going to pray in the future is where God is taking you to now. So that they will not pray that prayer. God wants to bring you there. They won't pray that prayer. They won't. The one you are praying now, the exercise you are exercising now, the strength, everything you are doing now, the labor you are doing now to enter that place. It's so that some people will not pray tomorrow. Some people will not pray. So Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own tomb. This guy was boxed up. He spared no expense, which he had cut in the rock. Come on, people. He cut it. He did not do anyhow this thing. Sound blasting, got people together. They cut the thing in the rock. You don't do that in those days unless you have it. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb. And he went away. I've done my part. This other verse, I don't want to preach on it. It says, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. I don't want to preach on it. Let me not go there so that I don't enter them. They were sitting opposite the tomb. For them to have a tomb to go to, somebody needed to be close to Pilate that was in the palace that could create that atmosphere and that environment. And you're telling me greatness is not allowed. Is it like this? God forbid. God forbid. It's because you don't know why God wants you in the palace. That's why you think it's to prepare your village people. Your village people are small. It's because you don't know why God wants you there. You've been blessed to be a blessing. It's not to tell people that you have arrived. No, you are a voice of God. When God wants to speak and do great things, He's looking for the man that He has placed there. He has placed somebody there. I'll just read one more. I'm going to continue the second service. Right now, I just feel a very strong presence of God. And I'm just hoping that you are catching the spirit that is in the house. Esther chapter 4. Let's start from verse 8. It says, Mordecai also gave him a copy of the written decree issued in Susa for their destruction, that he might show it to Esther and explain to her and command her to go to the king to beg his favor and plead with him on behalf of her people. And Hathach went and told Esther what Mordecai had said. Then Esther spoke to Hathach and commanded him to go to Mordecai and say, all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that if any man or woman goes to the king inside the inner court without being called, there is but one law to be put to death, except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter so that he may leave. But as for me, I have not been called to come into the king these 30 days. Perhaps she had forgotten the reason she was in the palace. Perhaps she had forgotten. That's why I tell you, you work for an organization. Don't see yourself as somebody that they employed. See yourself as the one God sent. You work for yourself, you have a business, see yourself as the one God sent to that industry, sent to that establishment, to that a sphere of influence. God sent you there. You see, and they told Mordecai what Esther had said. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther. Do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this. For such a time as this. So God is impressing on your heart right now to do certain things in your industry, to be diligent, to take certifications, to write exams, to press into this and to get into this. And you're thinking that, oh, this world, they're just stressing me. You don't understand. When the time comes and you are called up to that place, it's not for you. God needs somebody there. He needs someone there. I say, Pastor, I'm stressed out. I'm working too hard. They're asking me to bring this document, bring that document. It's so hard to do business. It's so hard to do this. You don't understand. The sacrifice you're making now is for the palace. So that when you get there, God will say, I have a man in that place. It's looking difficult right now. It's looking like you are laboring too much. But who knows that you have been prepared for such a time that you will come into. And then God will say, I have a man in there. I have someone in there. Greatness takes time to build. Takes time to build. It takes time to build. Verse 17, then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, go, gather all the Jews to be found in Susa and hold a fast on my behalf. And do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my young women will also fast as you do. Then I will go to the king, though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. But you and I know that she didn't perish. And that the reason God put her there became known to all. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands up. Wherever God has called you to be, whatever industry on this earth, and He has graced you for, I speak in the name of Jesus. The strength to rise to the top in that industry, may that strength come upon you. The weight of what you are feeling right now, that looks like it's burdensome, that looks like it's heavy, looks like it's so much demand on you now, may the God of heaven strengthen you, uphold you to make those sacrifices now, for a tomorrow, a future that He has planned for you in the name of Jesus. Because greatness is calling on your inside and it looks like sacrifices now are too much, you will not, because of that, drop those sacrifices. But God will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. My heart is full of expectation of greatness. Full of expectation. Full of expectation. And I know that there is nothing you choose to do, want to do, that you cannot do. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. And I hear in my spirit someone who has been telling himself or herself, I can't. I cannot. I cannot. I cannot. It's too hard. I cannot. It's too difficult. It's stressing me out. I cannot. I cannot. Because of the greatness that God is calling you into, I pray for you. let the renewed strength from heaven come upon you. You will not fail. You will not settle for less. You will not settle for less. And you will not do business as usual. But the strength and sacrifice to pay for that greatness, God will uphold you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Give you praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name.
The preceding message was brought to you by Kingsword Ministries International. For information about Kingsword Ministries, visit us at kingsword.org for information and additional resources. Thank you for listening to this message. And remember, where the word of a king is, there's power.